Well, we have a foretaste of heaven.
我们已经先来尝到天堂的滋味哈。
Yes, when we worship God.
当我们在我们敬拜神的时候。
When we really worship God.
当我们真正的敬拜神的时候。
See, in the Lord's prayer, we prayed about May Your Kingdom come.
在主导文我们就祷告说，愿你的国降临。
You know what it means?
你知道这是什么意思吗？
When God's kingdom comes,
当神的国降临的时候,
the king will reign.
神的就会在当中来兴起。
主会作王,
主会作王。
Because there's no kingdom without king, right?
因为在国里面是不会缺少这个国王的。
Correct?
对不对?
If there's a kingdom, there's no king, then there's no kingdom.
若这国度没有王的时候，就不是一个国度哈。
So when we say, Thy kingdom come,
当我们讲到你的国降临,
we are saying, Lord, you rule, you reign in my heart.
就是讲到神啊，你来在当中来掌权，来到作王。
Amen.
Amen.
In my situations,
在我的这个环境当中,
I am not the one in control, but you are.
我不是自己来掌管，而是你在掌管着。
And so I can trust in you.
所以我可以来信靠你。
No matter what,
不论如何,
you are in control.
你是在掌管当中。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He is in control.
他是在掌管的。
Let's
Amen.
Welcome. We would like to welcome Tina.
今天我们要来欢迎 Tina 在我们当中, 第一次在我们当中。 她是 Amy 的妹妹还是姐姐？ Amy 的妹妹， 我们欢迎你， 可以坐， 请坐。
Amy told me just now that finally I am able to pull her to church.
Amy 说，最后我终于可以带她来到我们当中，把她拉来教会了。
I would rephrase it a little bit.
我要重整一下我所讲的句子。
So, 我要重整他讲的句子。
他讲的句子， okay.
Yeah, I think it's not Amy that pulls, but it's the Spirit, it's God that is pulling her.
我想不是Amy有这个能力， 而是圣灵的能力带领她来。 Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, welcome, Zhong. Zhong?
我们也欢迎Zhong.
Aming's brother.
就是阿明的弟弟。 阿明的弟弟。 Wow, 感谢主。
So praise God.
赞美神。
But we're going to have a prayer before Pastor Jim comes, okay? We're going to have a prayer.
在 Pastor Jim 还没有上来之前, 我们会 做一个祷告。
Well, because I sense in my spirit there are burdens in hearts.
因为在我灵当中, 我是感觉到 有一个的重担。
It's a little bit draggy.
有一点的什么draggy
比较重担的样子 burdensome
是很重的一个担子。
Okay, we're going to pray.
我们要祷告。
我们去祷告。 天父， 感谢你， 因为你是我们的神， 这个你是非常重要， 是我们认识的神， 是天地万物的主， 是掌管万有一切的主。 没有任何事情发生 是在你的旨意之外， 也没有 任何事情发生是因为失控而发生的，所以主，我们今天把每一位弟兄姐妹我们的需要都带到你面前，在我们的需要当中，我们承认你是我们的主，你是我们牧者，你是全能的神，你是无所不能的，你能够使无变成有，你说有就有，你命立就立。 这是我们的神，所以我们信靠你，主啊，把每一位弟兄姐妹心中的需要都带到你面前，恳求主圣灵这个时刻就在我们心里面做工，给我们有那个信心，信到底，信不放弃，因为我们相信，我们看到，在信这样信的人凡事都能。主啊，你是大能的神，我们深信 你会按照你的旨意，你的大能运行在我们中间，成就一切超过我们所求所想的。愿荣耀都归给你，把一切的重担，一切的需要， 带到你面前，求主你帮助你释放，因为你话语说那里有你的灵，那里就有自由。所以这个时刻我们有自由，我们心中有自由，我们生命有自由，我们灵里面也有自由，我们可以自由来敬拜你。身体上有疾病的，主啊，求你触摸，伸出大能的手摸着有病的弟兄姐妹，主啊，你医治，你以你的恩典大能来医治，叫我们能够过健康的生活，叫我们服事不受影响。感谢主。主，今天我们到你面前，再次把自己交在你手中，我们也把香港的局势交在你手中，你保守带领香港这个地方，好叫香港的人都能够继续享有你赐给他们的平安，使到这个地方继续能够以和平来过他们的生活，他们的敬拜，他们对你的信仰也不受影响。给当权的有聪明智慧来行公义，有聪明智慧，有胆量来行正确的事情。圣灵，你是带领人心的，我们深信你在这里掌权，你也在香港，你在任何地方都掌权，求你保守这个地方。感谢赞美你，也把智利这个地方，听说那边有动乱，都交在你手中，你保守这个国家，与他们同在，带领他们。感谢主，听我们祷告，奉靠耶稣基督的名，阿们。好，没有漏掉任何人了。 OK Well, Pastor Jim, please come. Pastor Jim 是我们英文部少年的聚会的牧师啊，我们就今天很高兴有他在我们中间。那么他不会讲中文呢，所以变了今天是讲英文，然后我翻译马来语啊，不是啊，普通话啊，没有问题啊。有没有不听不懂普通国语的？有没有听不懂的？有没有不识听国语的普通话的啊？师母帮刘妈妈，如果有不识听国语的，你坐师母旁边，他帮大家，这样好吗？ Take over.
Praise God. Praise the Lord.
赞美神。
It's a great day to be in the house of God. Amen.
啊，是一个非常好的时间日子，我们能够在神的同在当中。
Praise the Lord. I want to share with you a message today called Left Speechless by God.
使人哑口无言的神，或者使人惊叹的神吧。
We're going to look at Luke chapter 1, verse 5 through 20.
今天的经文呢，是路加福音第一章第五到二十节。
And if we could all read along here, I will let Pastor lead it and we'll read along.
路加福音一章第五到第二十节。好，你们可以看前面，跟着我一起读好吧，啊，不要太快也不要太慢， 读出来会好一点，跟着我读。当犹太王希律的时候，亚比亚班里有一个祭司名叫撒加利亚，他妻子是亚伦的后人名叫伊丽莎白，他们二人在神面前都是义人，遵行主的一切诫命礼仪，没有可指责的，只是没有孩子，因为伊丽莎白不生育，两个人又年纪老迈了。撒加利亚按班次在神面前供祭司的职分，照祭司的规矩自谦，得进主殿烧香。等一下，好，暂停。
We'll read the rest of it in just a second.
待会我们再读其他的经文哈。
Praise God. This is a story.
这是一个故事。
About John the Baptist.
关于施洗约翰的故事。
And how many know about John the Baptist?
你们认识施洗约翰吗？
All right. So John the Baptist was the forerunner of Jesus Christ.
施洗约翰呢，就是耶稣基督的先驱，开路先锋。
And he prepared people. He prepared the way for Jesus.
他为人心预备，接受这位主耶稣。
But he had an interesting, it was interesting how he came to be born.
但是他怎么出生呢？却是一件很有意思的一件事情。
And sometimes God uses very unusual ways to do things.
有时候神的作为哈，真的是很反常。
And that was the case in John the Baptist and his parents.
在施洗约翰的父母身上呢，就看见这件事情。
His parents was Zechariah and Elizabeth.
他的父亲撒加利亚，母亲是伊丽莎白。
And Zechariah was a priest.
撒加利亚呢，他本身是祭司。
So Zechariah was a good believer in the Lord.
撒加利亚呢，他是一个好的信主的人。
And it was his time to do some duties in the house of God.
所以当时呢，按班次，他要到殿中来侍奉。
So everything seems pretty normal up to this point.
那么一切呢，就按照正常这样来发生。
And he always observed the Lord's commands. He was blameless, always did a good job.
而且他遵守神的话语的吩咐，他也做得很好。
But he and his wife, they had no children and they were getting older now.
但是问题就是呢，他们两个年纪都很大了，又没有孩子。
God uses very unusual ways sometimes to get our attention.
有时候神的作为呢，很不寻常哈，来得着我们的这个所谓注意力。
To accomplish his purposes.
为了要达成他的目的。
We kind of like things predictable, don't we?
我们人都喜欢凡事呢按照规矩啊，很有这个次序来发生。
As long as everything's running smoothly, we feel pretty good.
当一切都如常这样来发生的，在意料之中，那就很好。
But sometimes God wants to take a curve in the road for us.
但是有时候呢，神的作为呢，令我们很惊讶。
So, let's look a little further at what God is ready to do for Zechariah.
那让我们再看下去，看神在撒加利亚身上做什么。
He's going to do something new.
因为他要做一件新的事情。
I want to ask you today, are you ready for something new in your life?
今天我想问的问题就是，你是否预备好，如果神今天做一件新事在你生命里头。
This is the message how God answers prayer.
这就是这个其实信息是关于神他如何听我们祷告的一个信息。
I want you to turn to your neighbor today and say, God answers prayer.
请你跟旁边的说，神是听祷告的神。
Praise God.
神来听祷告的神。
Sometimes it's fast.
有时候很快就发生了。
Sometimes it's not fast.
有时呢比较慢发生。
And that's the one that kind of throws us off a little bit.
所以当事情比较慢发生的时候呢，我们感觉到很不耐烦。
Because we've been praying a long time.
因为我们祷告很久了。
And it seems like nothing changed yet.
好像什么事都没有发生。
That's where your faith comes in, though.
这个时候就要挑战我们的信心。
It does take faith.
因为需要信心来祷告嘛。
But you say, I know, but I prayed, but nothing happened.
你说我知道我祷告，但是什么事都没发生。
I won't ask you to raise your hand, but how many have experienced that, right?
我不会叫你举手，但是有多少位呢？你有这样的祷告上的经历？
But you know, there could be a lot of reasons for that to happen.
当然，这件事发生呢，有很多的理由原因。
But one of the reasons can just be the timing of God.
那其中一个原因呢，就是关于神的时间。
God has timing.
因为神做事呢，有他的时间。
But we have our timing in our mind.
那我们也有我们的时间表嘛。
But God has His timing.
神有神的时间。
And sometimes they're not exactly, you know, together.
有时候两者时间呢并不一样。
So let's read a little further now. We're going to read the rest of that from wherever we stopped at there, and then to verse 20.
好，我们刚才停在第十节对吧 ？Nine. 好了，我也忘了。第九，来照祭司的规矩自谦。第九读了啦，得进主殿烧香。第十，烧香的时候，众百姓在外面祷告，犹族的使者站在香坛六边向他显现。撒加利亚看见就惊慌害怕，天使对他说：“撒加利亚，不要害怕，因为你的祈祷已经被听见了。”你的妻子伊丽莎白要给你生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫约翰。你必欢喜快乐，有许多人因他出世也必喜乐。 15. 他在主面前将要伟大，但酒浓酒都不喝，从母腹里就被圣灵充满了。他要使许多人以色列人回转归于主他们的神。他必有以利亚的心智能力行在主的面前，叫为父的心转向儿女，叫悖逆的转从义人的智慧，又为主预备何用的百姓。撒加利亚对天使说：我凭什么可以知道这事呢？我已经老了，我的妻子也年纪老迈了。 天使回答说，我是站在神面前的加百列，奉差而来对你说话，将这好信息报给你。最后一节，到了时候这话必然应验，只因你不信，你必哑巴不能说话，直到这是成就的日子。 Amen.
Praise God. So Zechariah saw a vision, or he saw an angel in the temple.
所以在殿里面呢，撒加利亚遇见天使。
The angel said, your prayer has been heard.
那么天使说，神听了你的祷告。
I don't know if you've ever had an experience where God answered your prayer and you almost couldn't believe it.
那么你不晓得你有没有这样的经历哈？当你祷告的时候呢，神听了你的祷告，真的是难以置信。
Which is kind of the opposite. We should be expecting God to answer the prayer, but sometimes we don't believe it when it comes.
这好像很讽刺，对不对？我们祷告，我们希望事情发生，但是事情发生的时候，我们真的不敢相信。
It's too fantastic.
太令人难以置信了。
Or people wouldn't even believe you if you told them.
或者是当你做见证的时候呢，把事情说出来，人家不敢相信你讲的话。
Or it's too personal, just something between you and God.
或者是呢，它成为一个个人的事情，是你跟神之间的事情。
So the angel says, you're going to have a son and his name is going to be John.
所以天使告诉撒加利亚，你将会有一个儿子，他的名字叫约翰。
Now that's amazing.
这是很奇妙的事情。
It was so amazing that Zechariah had trouble comprehending it.
所以这件事情太奇妙了，以至于撒加利亚呢，他没有办法去理解它。
And yet he had been praying for that.
但是他一直为一件事情祷告嘛。
So Zechariah, whenever the angel finishes talking about John, he says, "How can I be sure of this?"
所以当天使把这个信息告诉撒加利亚以后。撒加利亚就问了，我怎么能够确定所讲的是真的呢？
This is the way we are a lot of times. We want to be sure of it, right?
对，我们在祷告里面都是这个样子，我们希望说祷告里面真的能够确定所祷告会发生。
And I think Zechariah was a good person.
不要忘记撒加利亚呢，他是个义人，好人。
And I think he had faith.
我也相信他有信心。
But he was just kind of struggling with, how can this really happen?
但是他心里面有一个挣扎，就是到底这件事情怎么可能发生？
God is just coming right in front of him and speaking an answer to prayer, but it's still just hard to accept it yet.
那个时刻呢，天使显现了，他也感觉到很难相信这件事情真的发生了。
But his prayer had been heard.
但是神已经听了他的祷告。
Remember what God said to Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard.
你还记得天使怎么告诉撒加利亚吗？你的祈祷已经被听见了。
But now, since Zechariah questioned the angel responded.
所以既然撒加利亚问天使，天使就回答他了。
And I don't feel that God was angry with Zechariah.
那我不觉得神呢在那个时刻是生撒加利亚的气。
But I feel that God was making a point to him.
但是神呢是跟他澄清一点事情。
Sometimes we need God to make a point.
有时候呢，神要跟我们去澄清一件事情。
So he tells Zechariah.
他跟撒加利亚说
，You will not be able to speak.
那么你呢再也不能够说话。
You will be silent.
你会呢？哑口一段时间
，until these things come to pass，
直到事情应验成就了。
Have you ever had the experience where you've had a throat irritation or something and you had trouble speaking？
Cindy， 你有没有经历过哈？就是你很难说话，喉咙不舒服。
Well， it's you realize just how important your voice is， right？
那你知道呢？声音是很重要，对吗
？This is what happened to Zechariah。
所以撒加利亚不能说话了。
He couldn't speak now。
他哑口。
So this is going to go on for months now.
要经过一段几个月的时间。
He's unable to speak.
他不能够说话了。
Every day he starts to speak, but he can't.
每天想说话，但是变成哑巴。
I'm sure every day he's reminded of the vision he saw.
所以每天他都被提醒他所见到的这个天使的异象。
So the first thing I want to share with you is that he had an unusual answer to prayer.
首先想告诉大家，神听他祷告的方法很不寻常。
The second thing I want to share with you today is there's an unusual filling of the Spirit of God.
第二呢，就是圣灵很奇妙地充满他。
The angel told something to Zechariah.
天使告诉撒加利亚一件事情。
He said that John the Baptist, he will be filled with the Spirit.
天使说，这位生下来的约翰呢，会被圣灵充满。
Even from birth.
在母腹当中就被圣灵充满了。
He will not take wine or fermented drink.
所以他淡酒浓酒都不喝。
He is committed unto the Lord.
而且他要献身给神的。
God is giving a filling of the Holy Spirit already prophesied to John.
所以透过这个预言呢，告诉约翰说，他很小，在妈妈的肚子里面就会被圣灵充满。
And that was before the Holy Spirit had been fully given the day of Pentecost.
那个时候呢，圣灵还没有像五旬节那样降下来嘛。
So not everyone was filled with the Spirit.
所以我们知道。那个时候呢，不是每一个人都被圣灵充满。
But today we all can be receiving the Spirit of God.
今天我们信的人，我们愿意的人都可以被圣灵充满。Amen.
God began to tell, the angel began to tell what John would do. He's going to bring the people of Israel back to God.
所以天使呢也告诉他，神要透过约翰做的事情，就是他会使到以色列百姓的心啊，再次回转到神面前。
He will go on in the spirit and power of Elijah.
而且他有这个以利亚心智和能力啊。
Elijah was a great prophet in the Old Testament.
我们知道旧约呢，以利亚先知是大有能力，对不对
？He would turn the hearts of fathers to their children.
他会使父亲的心转向儿女。
And that's interesting because fathers need to have a heart for their children.
那么这件事情呢，也很有意思，就是。我们做父亲的需要对孩子有这样的一个心肠，对不对
？And I wonder how many troubled teens today never had a father that had a heart for them.
啊，你会发现今天有很多少年人呐、啊，有问题的少年人呢，他们没有一个父亲在他们的生命当中。
And then the family doesn't function quite right.
啊，很多家庭都好像是操作不正常。
So John the Baptist was going to be used of God.
所以事实上呢，神要用他。
There was another unusual feeling. I just want to share this with you. Luke chapter 1, verse 39.
还有另外一方面，路加第一章第三十九节。
After this prophecy that came forth from the angel and telling what was happened, Jesus was also prophesied to be born.
所以当这个预言临到撒加利亚的时候呢，同一个时候呢，关于耶稣将要降生的预言也发生了。
And the mother of Jesus went to visit Elizabeth.
耶稣的妈妈生母也去探访这个伊丽莎白。
The angel had told Mary she would have a child, and also that Elizabeth was going to have a child.
那么天使告诉玛利亚说，她将会生一个儿子。然后呢，同时天使也告诉这个，也说伊丽莎白也会有一个孩子。
Now let's read verse 39 through 42。
看三十九到四十二节。那时候，玛利亚起身，急忙往山地里去，来到犹大一座城，进了撒加利亚的家，问伊丽莎白安。伊丽莎白一听玛利亚问安，所怀的胎就在腹里跳动。伊丽莎白且被圣灵充满，高声喊着说：“你在妇女中是有福的，你所怀的胎也是有福的。” 42，够了。
So when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby in her, which was John, leaped.
所以当伊丽莎白听到玛利亚的问安，玛利亚来找他嘛，问安哈。一问安以后呢，这个伊丽莎白的里面肚子的孩子呢，就在那边跳动了。
And then the Bible says Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit.
圣经说伊丽莎白就是怀这个施洗约翰那个妈妈，她被圣灵充满。
You know, these are unusual things that God is doing.
这事情发生也发生很不寻常，对不对
？God wants to do unusual, fantastic things with His people.
所以神要做的事情就是很令人惊讶的，很不寻常的事情。
He wants to fill us with the Spirit.
他要用圣灵充满我们。
Desire the Spirit of God.
所以我们要渴慕圣灵的充满。
Hunger for the Spirit of God.
我们要渴慕圣灵。
Fill me, Lord, with the Spirit.
我们要祷告说，圣灵啊，来充满我。
Will you say that with me? Fill me, Lord, with the Spirit.
我们一起说，圣灵啊，来充满我。
And later on, Zechariah was filled with the Spirit.
那后来撒加利亚呢，也被圣灵充满。
And began to prophesy.
然后说预言呢。
Our generation, they need to see people filled with the Spirit of God.
我们这个世代啊，其实呢，需要看到人被圣灵充满。
That there is a hope.
这样呢就会有盼望
there is an answer.
有答案
And the third thought I want to share with you today is an unusual act of obedience. Can we look at Luke chapter 1 verse 59?
第三方面我们要讲就是很不寻常的一个顺服、哦、第一章
through 59 through 66
59到66、哦、来路加第一章是新约其中最长的一章、哦、所以比较长路加福音第一章59到66好可以一起读到了第八日他们来到给孩子行割礼并要照他父亲的名字叫撒加利亚他母亲说不可要叫他约翰他们说你亲族中没有叫这名字的他们就向他父亲打手势问他要叫这孩子什么名字他要一块写字的板就写上说他名字是约翰他们便都稀奇撒加利亚的口立时开了舌头也舒展了就说出话来称颂神周围居住的人都惧怕这一切的事就传遍了犹太的散地听见的人都将这事放在心里说这个孩子将来怎么样呢因为有主与他同在
So Elizabeth gave birth to a son, and something special happened.
So Elizabeth, 她生一个孩子，一个很特殊的事件发生。
And the relatives thought that he should be named after the father.
她的亲戚呢，都认为应该跟父亲姓嘛。
That's pretty normal.
这很正常，好吧，跟父姓嘛。
But Elizabeth said, "No, he is to be called John."
那么那个妈妈就说。不是他应该叫约翰
See, everybody thought, no, he's supposed to be named this way.
那么人都会以为说应该跟父姓
God said, no, we're not going to do it that way.
但是妈妈说不我们不要这样
We're going to do it this way.
我们要这样来做
And Elizabeth understood that.
所以伊丽莎白她明白这是什么意思
And so they said, there's no one among your relatives who has that name, though.
那既然叫约翰他们就说你们的亲属当中没有叫约翰的
Now here's an interesting thing I want us to think about today
所以这里呢有另外一件事情我要跟大家分享的
That a lot of times we are very much caught in our own way of thinking, right?
有的时候呢我们都照我们的这个思路啊来思想
But God is taking us in our hearts to new directions
但是神呢他要突破我们的这个思考
And soThey looked to John, and John couldn't talk yet.
所以他们就看约翰了，但是约翰不能说话。
But he wrote on a tablet.
但是他可以写，就写在这个板上面。
And he said his name is John.
所以这个撒加利亚就说他的名字叫约翰。
Zechariah, he was a believer.
所以撒加利亚他是相信神的。
He was convinced now.
他现在心里面被说服了。
There was no question about that.
他不再怀疑了。
And whenever he wrote that down.
所以当父亲这样写他名字下来的时候
he could speak again
他一写就能够说话了
So this message today I just see that God wants to do unusual things among us
所以从这一件事情我们看到呢神他今天要在我们中间做一个很不寻常的事情
Each one of us is individual before the Lord
我们每一个人在神面前都是一个个体
And so those little things that are important to you, God is seeing those things.
我们觉得生命里面很重要的事情呢，神都知道。
And God will answer prayers.
神他会听我们祷告的。
And God will speak to your heart.
神也会向你讲话。
And even if you are not yet decided to fully follow the Lord, the Lord's still watching over you.
对，就算你还没有完全准备好听从主呢，主还是会怜悯帮助你。
And he's speaking, he's speaking to us.
而且他现在呢，正在向我们的心中讲话。
And are we willing to say, Lord, I'm open to you, whatever you want to do?
我们是否愿意回应主说，主啊，我愿意向你敞开，你要怎么做就照你意思去行吧。
Fill me with your spirit.
所以用你圣灵来充满我。
And even if you want to do something different that I didn't plan on, I'm open to that.
就算你行事呢，按照我的思想以外呢，我还是会顺服你。
And whatever you say, Lord, that's okay with me.
然后我们跟主说，主啊，你不管要做什么事情，我愿意顺服你。
Fill me with your spirit, Lord.
用你圣灵来充满我。
Use me, Lord.
主啊，使用我。
Not for my credit, but for your glory.
不是为了我，而是为了你的荣耀。
Help me to minister to someone.
使用我来帮助别人。
It feels good to minister to people.
当你服侍别人的时候呢，
to me
感觉到很好啊。
A lot of times people don't want to present themselves as having a need.
那时候呢，我们不愿意告诉别人说，哦，我有需要。
When you look at social media, it's like there's everything's always great.
所以当你看这大众媒体的时候呢，在言谈之间，大家好像感觉到给你的印象就是我都很好。
But we know everybody has challenges and needs.
但其实呢，说穿了，每一个人心里面都有些需要的。
It feels good to help someone, to bless someone.
所以我们可以说出我们需要，于是我们可以帮助别人需要更好。
There's unusual ways that happen.
因为很不寻常的事情会发生在信徒生命里面。
I've shared with you about my mother and my father. And my father taking care of my mother.
我曾经跟你们分享过我父母亲的事情，然后父亲照顾我的母亲。
So when I'm home, I usually assist my dad with my mother.
对，当我回家的时候呢，我就协助我父亲来照顾我妈妈。
So we have this system that if we're trying to raise her up out of a chair to a wheelchair or something like that, we have a system.
所以这个程序呢，怎么样帮妈妈站起来，坐在椅子上面呢，或者轮椅上面呢，是有一个程序的。
You get on this side, I get on this side, and
我们先说好，谁站左，谁站右啊。
And then on the count of three,
然后大家喊一二三。
1, 2, 3, okay, then we're gonna get her up.
然后说一二三，然后一左一右把她抬起来。
And that's the way we do it.
这就是大家在做的事情。
So I'm used to that, you know my mind.
思想当中呢，我们就习惯了一二三才动作嘛。
And so, so it was just funny. This week I went to the post office, and there was a lady sitting on the sidewalk.
我那个礼拜呢，我到邮政局去，在这个人行道上面有一个妇女在坐在那边。
An elderly lady.
一个长者。
And there was a lady there, standing by her.
然后有另外一个老人家站在她旁边。
And they were redoing the pavement, so the pavement was all, you know, excavated out, you know.
当时在修补这个人行道。
So I found out later she had fallen, that's what happened.
后来发现原来她摔倒了。
So I was walking into the post office and she called to me.
所以当我要进入这个邮政局的时候呢，这个老人家就叫我。
With the other lady standing there.
这个另外一个妇女站在她旁边。
And she said, "Can you help me?"
所以这个坐着摔倒的老人家就问我，你可以帮助我吗？
So I went over, you know.
所以我就靠近他。
And I said, "You want to stand up?"
我就问他，你是否要站起来？
So I got on one side.
所以我就跑到一旁啊。
On the count of three.
我就说
1, 2, 3.
我们数三下哈，一二三。
And we raised her up.
然后我们一左一右把她抬起来。
And I was helping her to her car.
我就把他，我们两个人扶他到车上面去。
But she didn't want any more help. She can do it.
但是他不需要我的帮助。
So, but it feels good to help people.
所以当你帮助人的时候，感觉很好，对不对
？And God wants us. God wants to use us.
同样，神要使用我们。
Zechariah and Elizabeth were about to receive a great gift from God.
所以撒加利亚和以利沙白将会领受神很大的礼物。
Not just a son.But John the Baptist.
不仅是普通的一个儿子啊，他的名叫施洗约翰呢。
And he actually, like Jesus, would give his life at a fairly young age.
所以他生下来就是为主所用的。
An unusual life.
很不寻常的生命。
God has unusual ways of working in our life.
所以今天他用很特别的方式在我们生命里面来运行。
They're very special.
因为都是很特别的。
About 20 years ago, or maybe a little more than that, I came to New York.
十多年前，我来到纽约这个城市。
And I visited a Chinese church in Manhattan that I didn't know anyone there.
当时呢，我就去拜访一间华人教会，没有不认识任何人的教会。
And I just walked in.
我就走进去。
And well, some years later, the Lord put it in my heart to move to New York.
然后过了好些年以后呢，圣灵就在我们心摆下这个重担，这个负担，叫我到纽约来。
Now that may not seem that unusual to you, but for most people in the Midwest, that's pretty unusual.
就是一个老外到华人教会，对你来讲很正常，对不对？但是在这个美国西部哈，不是这么一回事。
God has unusual things that He can do in your life.
所以神他行事呢很奇妙的。
I want to close with this last testimony.
最后呢，我要以这个见证来结束。
A Baptist pastor.
有个浸信会的牧师。
He was really hungry for God.
他很渴慕神啊。
He wasn't filled with the Spirit.
他还没有被圣灵充满。
But he had been seeking God.
但是他一直在寻求神。
I think he had been fasting.
我相信他在禁食祷告中。
Well, one day he walked into the supermarket.
那么有一天他进入这个超级市场。
And he said he was walking down the cracker aisle, you know?
那么他说他在走那一个买杂物杂粮的地方。
And he started speaking in tongues.
Cracker means cookies, okay, 买这些饼干的地方了。那么他走到那一个走到上面的时候，他就开始说方言了。
And he didn't want to stop because he was so glad to experience this.
因为他在走，然后圣灵充满他嘛，不受他控制，他不想停下来。
So he paid for his groceries, and then he just kept praying to himself in the spirit.
所以买完东西付钱以后呢，他就继续在用方言来祷告。
He didn't realize yet that.You can stop and start back again.
他还没有发现啊，就是说，圣灵虽然充满你，你可以说控制的，你可以开始，可以选择停止，然后再继续也可以。
Fill with the Spirit.
所以这就是被圣灵充满了。
So may the Lord fill us with His Spirit.
所以今天这个时刻呢，让圣灵来充满我们。
Whenever they saw all that happened with John the Baptist, they said.This is going to be an unusual, special work God is doing in him.
对，当他们看到约翰的时候，他们就会说了，神行在这个人生命当中，这个家庭里面是非常奇妙的事情。
Well, I think God has a special thing for each one of us.
我也深信呢，神对你、你的家庭都有一个很特别的计划。
I mean, there's only one John the Baptist, but
当然，世上只有一个施洗约翰。
Individually, God has something very special for each of us.
但是对于每一个人来讲呢，神也可以对我们自己呢做一些很特别的事情，在我们生命里头。
To receive Jesus into our life.
首先接受耶稣进入我们生命当中。
Come into my life, Jesus.
耶稣进到我生命里面。
Forgive me of my sins.
赦免我的罪。
I want to follow you.
我要跟从你。
And then fill me with your Spirit, Lord.
然后祷告，圣灵充满我。
Help me to believe.
帮助我相信。
Help me to understand you.
帮助我能够明白了解你。
And walk,
认识你。
And walk obedient to you.
然后呢，顺服你。
And to give you my life.
然后把生命交托给你。
We need the Lord's help to sometimes just come out of the ordinary.
所以我们需要神帮助我们来相信那些难以相信的事情。
Into the supernatural things of God.
这样呢，能够进入神超然的这个不平凡的层面。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Can we just pray together for a moment?
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Praise the name of Jesus.
是的，主。Amen.
Praise God.If you're here today and you would feel in your heart you want to receive Jesus, I want to lead you in a prayer right now.
今天如果你来到这边，你愿意打开你的心接受耶稣基督的话呢，我愿意来祷告帮助你。
And if you will just pray with me in your heart, this is just a prayer to help you just to receive Him into your heart.
你可以轻声或者在心中祷告，这个祷告是帮助你呢接受耶稣进到你生命当中。
Jesus, I believe in you.
你这样祷告好跟着我耶稣我相信你
that you died for me
你为我而死
and you rose from the dead
你从死里复活
come into my life
现在求你进入我心中
forgive me of all my wrongs
赦免我一切的过犯
I want to give everything to you
我愿意把生命还有一切交托给你
and follow you
愿意一生跟从你
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名字，我祷告。
Praise God.
Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, we want to help you.
如果你已经做了这个祷告的话呢，我们愿意更进一步帮助你。
So please let us know how we can help you.
所以让牧师知道我们怎么能够帮助你。
To grow in the Lord.
啊，在灵里面成长。
Praise God. Can we sing a song together and then we'll.Pray some more with you if you would like prayer today.
我们先唱一首诗歌回应，然后我们再进入这个祷告当中。